Success breeds success, and for the Lions, it's not just that they're NFC North champions. It is all the opportunities that have come their way since excelling on the football field. And for the man atop there, Coach Dan Campbell, that means some other opportunities have come his way. I want to give you just a sample of a new 60-second spot from the Henry Ford Health System.
Fourth and inches, fourth and 10, or fourth and a fighting chance. At Henry Ford Health, we go for it. We don't back down. We drive forward. And you know what? It's worth it every time. Because the people in our community, they're worth it every time. We go for it for our patients and teammates, our friends and family. We go for it in the labs, hospitals, clinics, and partnerships all around the state for huge breakthroughs and microscopic details in the neighborhoods and communities who need it the most. We go for it because we have the confidence, determination, experience, and dedication to keep pushing. We see it, we seize it, and we will never give up. We go for it for the millions of people who deserve a better quality of life. We go for it because we have to. It's who we are. We are Henry.
Wow.
That's
I believe everything he just said.
And that's the key to a good spokesperson, yeah. Right? And the man that had the brilliance to bring in Dan Campbell and his integrity and his earnestness to tell Henry Ford's story joins us live this morning. Bob Riney, president and CEO of Henry Ford Health. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We should add in that this is a TV spot. I mean, what you see are a lot of wonderful people in scrubs helping people of all kinds.
Juxtaposed with Lions and teammates and what's going on there. I think it's beautiful.
What was it about Dan Campbell's character and his persona that made him the ideal choice to tell your story, Bob?
You know, our physicians that have the privilege of being the team doctors for the Lions actually came back and said the values of Dan Campbell are so aligned with the values of Henry Ford, grit, determination, resiliency, that you win as a team, not as individuals, and that there's a greater cause that we all wake up for. And we said that's exactly the match we're looking for. And so, you know, we approached Dan and he felt the same way because of his experiences with Henry Ford Health. And, you know, he happens to have now an iconic voice that is recognized by everybody. And I think it just epitomizes Detroit. You know, every time you hear that voice, it says hard work. It says, you know, integrity. It says winning attitude. And so I couldn't be more excited. And I have a brilliant marketing team, which I just am thankful for every day.
Bob, and looking at the release, they talk about the ad reinforcing Henry Ford's dedication to pushing the boundaries of what's possible in healthcare. And I know that for a fact because I've done stories with some of the doctors there, the heart doctors who have done some remarkable things, some firsts. To save, a patient's life and have even gone as far as to, try something new that hasn't been tried because the patient has gone through everything they could have gone through. And now the doctor has tried something new and have saved their lives. So I know that is absolutely true.
My favorite line in this commercial is when Dan says, whether it's fourth and long, fourth and inches, or fourth and a fighting chance. And that fighting chance is what you're speaking to, Lloyd, and the breakthroughs from our clinical team is what gets me excited every day as I go into work.
Bob, Dan Campbell doesn't do a bunch of commercials. In fact, I don't think he's done any since he came here. That's why this is so special.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I will tell you, though, he was all in once we talked to him, because as I mentioned, he's gotten a chance to see the alignment of our team-based medicine that we're going to figure out a solution. And that's what the Lions did last season, right? They figured out solutions and they just made us so proud. And I'll tell you, I was at the draft last night along with, it seems like half the state, and what a scene downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And you could feel the energy. I'm exhausted from it.
Well, in a good way.
Yeah.
In a great way. Yeah. In a great way.
The other thing that stands out to me about this spot, Bob, is we know that healthcare has gone through a transformation. It used to be when you walked in the door, the doc was in charge of your case, and that was it. And this is now much more of a collaborative exercise with nurse practitioners and others operating at multiple levels to bring high quality care and a level of problem solving. And that's this, there is no I in team. And that's what is really spoken to in this.
You're absolutely right. And I would just add one other thing in that now we bring the patient and or their family, they are part of the care team. And so, you know, for our cancer patients, a multidisciplinary team is looking at all options, sometimes debating options, because there can be a couple of different ways to go at a particular cancer. And then the family, or excuse me, the patient, and then if they're comfortable, the family brought into that and talked to about the options, about the pros and cons and, you know, various opportunities with different options. And that's the ultimate team for healthcare, because we are with the patient, not to the patient.
You know, I agree with that, because my mom is at Henry Ford West Bloomfield right now, and she has some issues, and the doctors come in, they speak with my mom, they speak with us, and we sit down and we have a conversation. So you're absolutely right. They are there, and I know it personally, firsthand.
Well, I really appreciate hearing that, because that's the way medicine should be. You know, this is about a team effort, and the patient is not only part of that team, but in many ways, they play the key role, because they have some choice.
Well, it's just like sports. If you don't get buy-in from the main team member, you're not going to have a very good outcome.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right, and they're not going to go home feeling a sense of ownership for the care afterwards, because they may not have felt a part of it, or they may not understand it. And that's not good for anybody. So I'm thrilled with our clinical teams and how they have approached the advancements that we're making.
Well, what's the reaction? Because this debuted on a highly watched broadcast of the draft here in Detroit. Are you getting feedback?
Well, I can tell you my phone blew up. And what I loved hearing from people was a few things. One, it gave me goosebumps. Two, I had some patients say it brought tears to my eyes. And, you know, so that initial reaction is it has touched my heart and it has connected me. And boy, isn't that what you want with anything that you're trying to do from a commercial standpoint?
Well, no shocker, I teared up. Especially when the mom's holding the baby and saying it's about a better quality of life.
And we should point out, this isn't just a TV spot that you're running. You've got draft pick billboards, and you're leveraging this big moment in Detroit in other ways, too. Just very quickly, tell us about that.
Yeah, we have got, you know, a theme. We're so privileged to take care of most of the sports teams in town. And, you know, this is a sports town, a sports state at the end of the day. And so to take advantage of this unique moment and really send our messages in a relatable way to what we're all experiencing with the NFL draft being here. And, you know, our partnership with the Detroit Pistons is a big part of the economic development that we're rolling out in the new center area.
Yes.
And so, you know, sports is a big part of this town, and we're thrilled to be connecting them, because there's a great connectivity.
Bob Riney, we thank you so much, from the $3 billion project to just promoting this magnificent healthcare facility. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
And it's showing again, this hard won event is a gift that keeps on giving.
It is.
Right. For the city, for Henry Ford, for it just, sports is not life and death, but it could bring a lot of, you know, things to a city, to a town, to people.
A lot of quality of life in a lot of ways. Time for Automotive Views, brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone, visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
The UAW's victory in Chattanooga was historic, no doubt, but it really wasn't a surprise given how narrow the union's previous defeat was, and that was at the height of a corruption investigation that ultimately sent two UAW presidents to prison. As I often said last year, Sean Fain became UAW president with no base, no machine, and no mandate. But in leading the union to rich contracts last year, he built a base and a machine. And his self-appointed mandate to organize transplants and startups is the right one for the shrinking union, which can also help level the playing field for the Detroit Three. Getting a Detroit-like contract in Tennessee may be a challenge. Winning the next vote at the Mercedes plant in Alabama may be tougher than it was at VW. But Americans' view of organized labor is as positive as it's been since the 1960s, and the UAW is not letting the opportunity go to waste. With this week's Automotive View, I'm Jamie Butters, host of the Daily Drive podcast and executive editor of Automotive News.